This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Today marks the beginning of Nepali calendar 2082 Vikram Samvat. President, Vice President and Prime Minister give their best wishes. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Ranadewa promotes Nepal's tourism potential in Ilam retreat for foreign ambassadors. And U.S. President Donald Trump suggests tariff exemptions for smartphones and other tech products imported from China could be short-lived. Now the news in detail. Today marks the beginning of Vikram Samvat 2082. Baisakh first, the first day of the new year, is celebrated across Nepal with much fanfare and greetings being exchanged among family members, relatives, friends and colleagues. People take time to review their past and make resolutions for further success. Homes are made neat and clean and special delicacies are prepared and enjoyed today. Nepali people living in the diaspora also celebrate Baisakh first as the start of the new year. It is a time to reflect on the past and look forward to a prosperous future. Meanwhile, in his New Year 2082 message, President Ramchandra Paudel has urged Nepalese to unite with zeal for national progress, encouraging reflection on the past and setting collective goals. He emphasized Vikram Samvat's cultural significance, linking it to Nepal's heritage and a vision for a thriving future with focus on agriculture, tourism and water resources. Similarly, Vice President Ramsai Prasad Yadav also wished one and all a Happy New Year. Likewise, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reinforced that prosperity demands shared efforts, particularly through empowering youth via education and entrepreneurship. All three messages celebrated Nepal's diverse culture as a strength, calling for patriotism, optimism and democratic values to overcome challenges and foster a hopeful, united and prosperous nation. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Ranadewa has emphasized the immense potential of tourism for Nepal's development. Speaking to heads of foreign missions and international organization representatives during a retreat in Ilam's Antu and Konyam, she highlighted Nepal's unique culture, heritage and natural beauty as key drivers of prosperity. Minister Dr. Rana described Ilam's tea plantations, misty mountains and warm hospitality, encouraging visitors to explore its tradition and serene environment. She urged global investment in Nepal's tourism and infrastructure to unlock future opportunities. The minister also called on diplomats to promote Nepal's beauty in their home countries. Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai echoed her sentiments, inviting attendees to experience Nepal's cultural and natural diversity. The event, attended by ambassadors from over 15 countries, coincided with Nepali New Year 2082. Co-organized by Nepal Tourism Board and Suryodaya Municipality, it showcased Ilam's charm to boost tourism. The annual Wildlife Awareness Week began today with a focus on community-driven initiatives to promote wildlife conservation. Organized by Chitwan National Park and the Buffer Zone Management Committee, the week-long event aims to educate local communities about the critical importance of protecting wildlife and preserving biodiversity. The celebrations commenced with a flag-hoisting ceremony at the Chitwan National Park office, marking the start of a series of engaging activities and programs. According to the Park Information Officer Avinash Thapa Magar, these initiatives will run for 7 days, fostering greater community involvement in conservation efforts. Magar said by raising awareness at the grassroots level, conservation efforts could be made more effective, adding it helped curb poaching and reduced human life conflicts, creating a harmonious balance between communities and nature. The Wildlife Awareness Week continues to play a pivotal role in empowering local communities, highlighting their vital role in safeguarding wildlife, flora and fauna for the future generations. Ambassador of Nepal to the State of Qatar, Ramesh Chandra Paudel, urged the Qatari government to assist in securing the release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi held captive by Hamas since October 2023. In a meeting with Qatar's Foreign Ministry Secretary-General, Dr. Ahmed bin Hassan Al Hammadi on Sunday. Powell commended Qatar's efforts in mediating the Israel-Hamas conflict and reiterated Nepal's plea for Josie freedom. The discussion held at the Nepali embassy also touched on renewing bilateral agreements from the Qatari Emir's recent visit to Nepal. Dr. Hammadi responded positively to Nepal's request, signaling hope for continued diplomatic efforts to bring Josie home safely. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has suggested tariff exemptions for smartphones and other tech products imported from China could be short-lived. On Friday, the U.S. exempted certain products from the 145% tariff on Chinese imports. But writing on social media, President Trump said nobody was getting off the hook for unfair trade balances. He said Chinese tech would still be subject to 20% tariffs and we're just moving to a different tariff bucket. Chinese officials earlier called on Trump to completely cancel the import taxes, urging him to take a big step to correct its mistakes. Trump's back and forth on tariffs last week caused major swings in global financial markets, but European markets rose in early trading on Monday. Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has invited Donald Trump to visit his country ahead of any deal with Russia to end the war. Zelensky made such an appeal during an interview for the CBS's 60 Minutes program. The interview was recorded before Sunday's devastating Russian missile attack on Ukrainian city of Sumy, which killed 34 people, including 2 children, and injured 117 others. Trump described the attacks as a horrible thing, while Germany's Chancellor-in-waiting Friedrich Merz accused Russia of committing a war crime. The Maldives will attempt to stamp out smoking across South Asian luxury tourist archipelago this year, with a ban making it illegal for anyone currently under 19 to ever buy cigarettes. A proposed law will prohibit the sale of tobacco products to individuals born after January 2007 cutoff date, effectively phasing out smoking for future generations. The penalties for breaching the new law were not immediately announced, but officials said they were working to amend existing tobacco control laws to bring them in line with the new legislation. A similar law proposed in Britain is still in the legislative process, while New Zealand, the first country to enact a generational law against smoking, repealed it in November 2023, less than a year after it was introduced. The Maldives raised the legal age for smoking from 18 to 21 in November and banned the import of e-cigarettes and vaping devices, a policy that also applies to tourists. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, this afternoon, Kosi, Madhes and hilly regions of Nepal will see partly to generally cloudy skies, while other areas remain partly cloudy. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely at a few places in the hilly areas of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places elsewhere. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Today marks the beginning of Nepali calendar 2082 Vikram Samvat. President, Vice President and Prime Minister wish Happy New Year. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Ranadewa promotes Nepal's tourism potential in Ilam retreat for foreign ambassadors. And U.S. President Donald Trump suggests tariff exemptions for smartphones and other tech products imported from China could be short-lived. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and Happy New Year.